Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this seventh Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Here we receive God's holy word as he energizes and renews us in his service and in his love. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained a victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel in Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and see all is vanity and a chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me, and who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labours under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This is also his vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, their work is a vexation, even at night their minds do not rest. This also is vanity. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 49. God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol. Hear this, all you peoples, give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb, I will solve my riddle to the music of the harp. God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol. Why should I fear in times of trouble, when the iniquity of my persecutors surrounds me? Those who put their trust in wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol. Truly no ransom avails for one's life. There is no price one can give to God for it. For the ransom of life is costly and can never suffice, that one should live on forever and never see the grave. God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever you do is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Come to us, Lord Jesus. You have the message of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Reading today's Gospel, we are warned by Jesus of the dangers of becoming sidetracked from his true purpose for us, with a warning against excessive materialism. The rich fool in Jesus' parable found that his earthly treasures, his money and power, meant nothing when he was called into the nearer presence of God at his death. During his life, the rich man lived as if he would live forever, building up his wealth and his estate. His greed narrowed his world view. He became incredibly selfish and self-serving. He had no time for God or his neighbor. But this is not just a parable to the very rich. The people Jesus was talking to were not rich by our standards. And this parable is a warning to all who put all their efforts into ensuring they obtain all the material comforts they can, all who become motivated simply by self-interest and who live without any thought for anyone else, especially those less fortunate than themselves. It is a timely warning that comes at a time when divisions within our society are growing. It is a warning particularly to those who have become so concerned with their own circumstances that they can feel they can dismiss the poor by saying that they don't deserve help because they are lazy or work shy. A warning to those who resent the help that those less well off than themselves receive from the state. For Jesus is reminding us that far more important to God is not the wealth that we acquire during our lifetimes, but rather the people we become during the process of living. How rich are we in God? Far more acceptable to God is the loving, the generous, the open-hearted, the compassionate person than the materially rich person who has never given a second thought to the plight of others. Every day we stand before God, and every day we have to account to Him for our words and actions. He will not be impressed with the money we have made or the goods we have brought. It is the love, the generosity, the compassion that we have shown which are the treasures that we are to build up for ourselves in heaven. That is why St. Paul tells the Colossians, put away all anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language. These are the things that keep us from God. Following the teachings of Jesus, we should focus on the kind of people that He wants us to be, the kind of society that He would have us build. For us, a society built on the values of God's kingdom, of love, peace, kindness, compassion, generosity, an inclusive and welcoming society. As followers of Christ, we have a responsibility to assert the values of God's kingdom in our daily conversations. Many people often say to me with an air of nostalgia how people seemed happier years ago when living standards were lower. Have we sacrificed happiness for material wealth? If so, it is another example of just how we as a people have moved away from God, and how timely is Jesus' warning to us today. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May we be faithful in worship and rich toward God in faithful service of His people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and those suffering from famine or drought. Lead the nations in the ways of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we respond to the needs of others with open and generous hearts, and love our neighbours as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech you, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance, that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gethligaer, for our service of home worship this morning. It's lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, happy and peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for another service of home worship next Sunday. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Jesus is the scepter, is the
Victim in the yoke of